talked to Jay and Aaron the last couple of minutes about trying to get that run pass balance up, something that Bill and Mark talked about out of the Bible. Why do you think that you guys haven't been able to do that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. That's a good question. You know, that was our plan. You know, a lot of times you do go into a game with a plan and then things get altered. But last game, it started off, you know, we had a lot of short passes, which would be an extension of the running game, and then kind of ease into the running game. But, it just didn't happen, I guess.
And how important do you feel like it is to get whenever you guys want to get into the
yeah.
to eventually get into it?
Yeah, it's of the utmost importance, you know, especially in times, you know, especially if we're playing outside too, you know, with the weather and stuff, because you can't just sit back there and throw 50 passes a game and expect to win. Guys is just either their front four, like, you know, pinning their ears back, they don't have nothing to do with set pass rush, you know, they're not, you know, respecting the run, and then if you play fake, they're not going to take the play fake because you haven't been running the ball. So it's a big part of the play action game, and to keep the defense off of, you know, off of just keying on exactly what to do, whether pass rush or, you know, try to run, stop the run.
Are you a believer that even against a top ranked run defense, just keep going at them and eventually later in the game they might start giving way?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you could say the same thing the other way around. I mean, just because you're ranked in the top doesn't mean you just don't try it, you know, so that'd be like the defense, if we were ranked number one, just laying down, like, well, they're ranked number one, so we're just not going to play defense today. So, you know, you have to, you know, make an effort to do that.
What did you see when you looked at that Lions front? Did you feel like it was a front you guys could run against?
Yeah, I mean, we ran on them before. I mean, we ran the ball last year. It actually had a big play when we played them out there against them. Had some good downfield blocking on that one play. I think it was like 60 yards or something like that. So, and some of the other runs were really good against them too. And, just this last game, we didn't really run the ball at all. Didn't really get a chance to, establish it, really.
Matt, from what perhaps you've seen in Dallas, do you feel better about having a chance to run the ball more this week than you did last week against Detroit?
Yeah, either way. Yeah, I feel better. I know our office. I trust our offensive line, and those guys want to run the ball too. You know, so I know they were upset about the outcome of last week. You know, whether they did a great job pass blocking them as well. But this defense that we're coming up against is really good against it too. I mean, they may be ranked in the lower, but ranks don't really mean anything in the NFL. But you can just look at something to look at. And, Rob Marinelli has done a great job with them. You can see on tape they rotate guys to keep them fresh. And, they really come off the ball and they play, each down to the fullest. You know, they're not really taking off plays or anything. That's why they rotate so many guys.
And talking about that play that you broke on the Lions last year, it was like a little like that flip toss that you guys ran. You guys played the Lions again this year. Don't you think that with the front and with linebackers that are as aggressive, that misdirection plays would possibly work? You guys tried to attack them a little bit straight ahead the last time, and that wasn't working well. So, I mean, opportunities to get to the boundary, you just really didn't try that. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it did. I mean, we did have some misdirection plays in the game plan. It just they didn't get called for whatever reason.
Now, what have you seen from Rolando McClain, a guy like that? What do you need to know about him maybe before the snap, where he's at and stuff?
Yeah, he's done a great job for them. I think he's their leading tackler. And, coming from Oakland, he was a good guy in the middle for them out there, big linebacker, for a middle linebacker. And just need to know where he's at, especially if he's blitzing and pass protection. And also in the run game, he's good against the run. So he's good at slipping blocks and reading plays as well. So that was a great pickup for them once Sean Lee went down.
What can you take away from last year's game against Dallas, one of the better offensive games of the year for you guys?
Just how in that game we did a really good job being balanced in that in the game play calling. You know, we had a couple run pass checks that when we did check out of runs, they were the right looks to do that too. And Also, in the passing game, guys were just making plays. Alshon, and that everybody knows about that catch he had, and you know, Josh did a good job of when he was there, and when there was nothing, he pulled the ball down and ran and stuff and hitting underneath routes. So pretty much, you know, they did a great – I mean, offensive line did a great job of blocking them up too. So, you know, it really starts up front, and, you know, that's where we got to take this game and start with it from there.
Outside of Dallas rotating and staying fresh, is there a trademark to having practiced against Rod Marinelli defenses here in the past as to, you know, what you're going to see from them?
Yeah, I know they're going to be ready to go. You know, Rod always gets those guys amped up and ready, you know, especially the defensive line. And, you know, you're going to get 100% from them every play because that's why they rotate guys. You know, if somebody's tired, they're going to come out and get a break and then go back in when they're fresh. So, you know, we got to do a good job of, you know, controlling the line at the point of attack, whether it's on run plays or pass plays. And, you know, if we can do that, then we can move the ball down the field and control the clock because they have a great running game going with DeMarco, who's having a career year this year. And, you know, if we let them have the ball and just run up and down the field, they're obviously going to control the possession.
Have you watched when, you know, they have committed to the run? Do you watch and say, that's how you do it?
I mean, it's impressive to see. You know, they their offensive line has done a great job this year, too. I think they got a lot of them are first-round picks up there, and they've been showing it that they deserve that honor. So they've done a great job, and DeMarco has been great in the secondary, too. You know, when he gets past the line into the second and third level, he's making guys miss or running through guys or running through arm tackles and, you know, making big plays.